From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Sports stars aren't the only faces to grace a box of Wheaties. Last week, General Mills broke tradition by honoring North Dakota farmer Gabe Brown for pioneering in the field of soil health for farmers across the nation. Brown tells AgWeb.com the box was a thank you for our work in providing educational and technical support to their growers as part of a multi-year regenerative agriculture product. But General Mills has no plans to mass produce Brown's cereal box. One way to use USDA Ag Census data is as a benchmarking tool. According to the Census, 2017 average net cash income per farm in the U.S. was $43,053, down slightly from 2012. But the number of farms operating at a loss soared. MilkBusiness.com reports while only 10 states had more farms show a gain in 2017, the number of farms also declined in 2017. When Rabobank protein analyst Christine McCracken predicted last fall that the African swine fever in China would change the landscape of meat production worldwide, some thought she was crazy. Now she tells agriculture.com ASF could affect an estimated 150 to 200 million pigs, an expected loss of 25 to 35%, but almost 30% larger than the annual U.S. pork production and nearly as large as Europe's annual pork supply. McCracken predicts a net supply gap of almost 10 million metric tons in the 2019 animal protein supply. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.